Hello, respected viewers, it's George from Ireland. Welcome back to the channel once more. And what I'm going to say here is a forecast. No, I don't have any sources inside Slushba Venishnia Zvidka, much though I wish I did. So I believe that Russia will blow up the Zaporizhia nuclear power station probably today. Now, why do I believe that? That's because they've evacuated the power station, including those people who work there. The technicians are meant to keep it safe. And they packed it with explosives. You may remember Kakhovka Dam blew up some weeks ago, and it had been spotted by Western analysts using satellite imagery and so on, that the Russians have been bringing explosives to the dam, boring a hole in the dam, and surprise, surprise, well, they actually blew a hole in the dam. Most of Kakhovka Dam is still standing. But anyway, the explosion was sufficient to release over 18 cubic kilometers of water, inundating a significant part of southern Ukraine. So that was a major escalatory step, which met with no response from the outside world. There were no additional sanctions. There wasn't even much by way of condemnatory remarks. There were no additional arms shipped to the Ukrainians. So Putin had concluded that there really is no price to pay for doing this. If he sets off an explosion in Zaporizhia, then there'll be no pushback from the outside world. So that was a major mistake. He's learned that lesson. Immoral and outrageous barbaric as he is, he's also sometimes a rational actor. Wasn't entirely rational about Ukraine because it was so visceral, this issue of taking back Ukraine. So why would he do it? What's the gain for the Putin regime in doing this? Well, it's denying territory to the enemy because the radioactivity make it unsafe to go near Zaporizhia nuclear power station for years. So there's less of a front line of which Ukraine can attack, less of a front line that the Russians have to defend, channeling the Ukrainians into killing grounds where they're going to advance. The Ukrainian advance was going at a snail's pace. It sped up a little bit, probably better than the Russian advance. So the Ukrainian counteroffense is not going terribly well, but it could start to go well. There could be a breakthrough. You can't really tell when they're going to crack. And then if retreat turns into rout from the Ukrainians or so from the Russians, or when, you know, a trickle turns into a flood. When do you tell that? You don't really know. But so we'll just wreck a bit of southern Ukraine and show that there's no limit to which Putin is not willing to go. And of course, he will say nothing to do with us. No, we're the innocent party. Ukrainians did this. Remember, Russia, when they staged those rigged referendums last year, Zaporizhia is one of the five regions of Ukraine that Russia claims to have integrated into its sovereign territory. So the absorption of Crimea happened in 2014, but Zaporizhia is one of those, along with Kherson, Donetsk, and Lugansk, that Russia claimed to assimilate in 2022. So one of the Ruski defenses will say, but what, this is our land, we would never do it to our territory. Well, they most certainly would. So that'd be a major problem for Ukraine. And of course, they're haunted by members of Chernobyl way back in April 1986, when that nuclear power plant, the northern edge of Ukraine, very close to the Belarusian border, when that blew up, that catastrophe, which killed hundreds of people, and probably over the next several years killed thousands of people who died from high radiation levels, or children who were very severely disabled. There's some very distressing imagery of that. But which way the wind carry the nuclear activity, you can carry it to the west, can carry it to the east, and of course the wind changes direction from time to time. In some ways, an imbecilic thing for Putin to do, but that's not to say that he won't do it. You know, it's a crazy thing to do, so don't rule it out. We can't exclude the possibility he'll do that. And that's also a warning to Ukraine that he could go further with chemical weapons, with a technical nuclear weapon, with a biological weapon, all of which he denies having, which he definitely has. And almost various Russian defectors after 1991 have said, yep, sure, we got biopreparat, making biological weapons and things like that. And they've obviously used chemical weapons in Syria, as well as in Salisbury, as well as in the Millennium Hotel in London. So the worst could be yet to come. This also be a bit of a diversion from Putin's domestic travails, from the humiliation of having to let thousands of what he calls traitors off the hook. They got off scot-free, gone to Belarus. So they can talk about something else. So if this happens, how should the Western world respond? Well, surely by more extensive arms to the Ukrainians. The Ukrainians have been fighting with one hand behind their back, some attacks into Russia, but NATO and EU countries said, well, all these arms we can give you, you can only use them within Ukraine to drive the Russians out of Ukraine. You cannot use them across the border. Well, that rule's got to go, saying we'll give you these long-range missiles. I mean, Russia's got only two tank factories. Tanks, obviously, central to the whole military strategy. If you take out those tank factories, that's it. They can't prosecute the war. Things like that, or shell factories, because they're so heavily reliant on artillery. I mean, I realize it matters for every army, but them even more than most. Or plane factories or air bases or things like that. And just make them unable to fight on. Putin unwisely blurted out about a week ago they don't have enough tanks. And then if there are no tank factories, well, what are they going to do? Try to buy the North Korean ones, which obviously Soviet-era made from decades ago, may not be in terribly good condition. So then that really might bring a war to an end. I mean, do we want this war to end or not? The F-16s pledging, yeah, we're going to hand those over. But the reason there's been such a delay, or not at least announcing that F-16s are going to be donated, is possibly because it takes so long to train people on these things. Now, as for the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant, I dearly hope I'm mistaken. I would be delighted to be proved wrong. It'd be far, far better that I'm completely humiliated than this happens. And the Ukrainians don't really have a response. This is asymmetric warfare. They can't hit back in the same way. I'm surprised that after the Kakhovka dam, some of their special forces didn't go and blow up a big dam in Russia. As a friend said to me, Britons can scarcely lament the Russians blowing up this dam in Ukraine, because of course, remember the dam busters in, I think it was 1943, dams have been blown up in warfare beforehand, right? But this is an escalatory step. Is it against international law, the Geneva Convention? I'm not sure it is. Is it justified by military necessity? The Russians could argue that it is. They needed to do this to block the Ukrainian advance. Having said that, they denied having done it. So they've lied and lied and lied, so they can't believe a single word they say. Now, would the Ukrainians blow up Zaporizhzhia themselves? I don't see why they would. I don't see how they would gain by ruining so much of their land and making it impossible to advance in that area. You know, when the war's going really badly in the early days, I wonder whether they might deliberately blow up Chernobyl and use that as their nuclear weapon, because that's what the Russian army was already occupying. It would affect Belarus more than Ukraine, Western Russia, blah, blah, blah. But there doesn't seem to have even considered that. Anyway, thank you so much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, and please donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Obviously, I urgently need donations to keep this channel going. So remember, I'll do guided tours in Londinium, which is why I was off the scene for about 10 days, and to help people with all sorts of humanities subjects. Thank you, everyone. Goodbye.